You know, as we get older, brain health starts to become more important to us, doesn't it? And as we age, sometimes we kind of catch our brain slipping, our mind not being quite where it was. But the good news is there are ways to boost your brain health. And one of the best ways is by learning new things throughout your life. So today we're going to talk about 5 tips to learn anything quickly and easily. And then we'll also talk about how to retain and remember those things that you learn. Hi, I'm Diane LaFoon, and I do believe that you can boost your brain health, and that way you can have better brain health longer and throughout your life, and you'll be able to choose joy as a result. So tell me, what are some of the activities that you're doing right now to help your brain stay healthy? There are lots of things that we can do, but I believe the number one strategy to keeping that brain healthy is by learning new things throughout your life, being a lifelong learner. You know, the brain, it's a fascinating organ, and it works to keep you alive every day. Thank goodness, right? It processes information from all 5 of your senses, and it creates new memories based on what you encounter through your days and your weeks and your months. Eventually, there is going to be some decline in your brain health over time because it slows down with age. But learning can keep that declining brain at bay by constantly giving your brain new stimulus, new things to make sure those connections are happening between the neurons in your brain. And the concepts that you learn throughout your lifetime can keep that brain stimulated so that you can keep your brain healthy. It's like a muscle. Your brain is just like a muscle, and it can slow down just like your other muscles unless you work it. So let's talk about working it today, huh? You know, it really requires daily mental workouts for optimal brain function. You want to take time every day to do something that is going to stimulate your brain and help it to stay healthy. And the more stimuli that the brain gets throughout life, the better off later on when you're trying to make sense of information you learned, you know, years ago. It's going to remember those inputs, and it's going to put them into the system, and it's going to store that in its storage, and it's going to make learning even easier and easier as time goes on. So if we want improved brain health when we go into old age, we should apply brain training techniques and activities to our lives now, today. So what are some tips to actually learn anything quickly and easily? You know, because of the information age that we live in, we have so much information that's just a click away. And because of that, learning new things has become even more critical than ever before. From the time we're young until old age, brain health can always benefit from that constant stimulation of learning something new every day. So what are the 5 tips that I have for you to learn anything quickly and easily? Well, the first is set aside time each day to learn something new. You know, it could be as little as a 10-minute block of your day, whether at lunchtime or in the evening, in the morning, whatever works best for you. It could be a part of your bedtime routine or your morning routine. The main goal is to fix a time every day that's going to be your learning time, your time to learn something new. Number 2, incorporate brain training into your hobbies that you already enjoy. For example, if you already like to go hiking through the woods, then maybe add learning the different species of the trees to your hiking routine so that you know and observe the trees that you're looking at as you're going along through your hike. Or maybe one of your hobbies is watching sports or attending sports or participating in sports. So maybe add something like learning about team statistics and applying those and finding out, you know, the likelihood of wins and losses and that kind of thing. Adding that team statistics element to your already, you know, created hobby that you enjoy of athletics is going to, again, stimulate that brain in a new way. The connection between your hobbies and learning new things will help your brain access that information faster, too, as you hope to retain it over time. The other thing, number 3, you can make daily tasks fun by solving puzzles. Make a puzzle out of different chores and things that you've got going on. For example, this past weekend, I had a load of boxes that I had to take from one place to another. And so my goal was to fit as many boxes at the back of my car as possible, and I made it a puzzle. I made it just like a puzzle to see where I could put the boxes so that I could fit as many in my car at the same time. And so solving puzzles throughout your, you know, chores, your daily routine, things that you do normally, as another way to quickly and easily stimulate that brain. And then number four, when studying anything, try and quiz yourself. If you read something this morning that you want to remember and retain, then maybe later this afternoon, recall that information. You know, after looking over it in the morning, think about it later in the afternoon and recall that information and repeat it to yourself. That repetition is something that is very important to learning new things. And constant exposure to new information is going to be easier to retain if you repeat it to yourself over and over again. If you've got something you want to remember, repeat it to yourself, quiz yourself over and over again. And then number five, to the tip to learn anything quickly and easily, stay curious. Ask questions. Think of things and questions that you could ask about anything you're involved with in your world, whether it's at work, at home, with your neighbors, with your friends, with your family. Ask questions about the world around you, even if you're asking questions of yourself, and then find out the answers to those questions. This type of brain training will help keep your brain sharp into old age, and you'll be better off as a result with great brain health. With enough time and effort and dedication to boost your brain health throughout the day, you know, learning new things every day, your life can be fully enjoyed years later with an active mind, and you will be able to choose joy. You know, if it feels like your brain needs some more exercise, then just pick up a book on anything that interests you. Make it about something that you enjoy, something that intrigues you. It could be anything from exploring wild unknown territories to finding different cultures of and their way of cooking, if you like to cook. You know, anything. Just pick up a book. Help have yourself read a chapter a day, if not several chapters a day, depending on how much time you have. And then just spend that time each day learning something new on that topic. When you're learning new things every day, you can make it also a point to learn in social situations. You know, people tend to learn best by watching other people do something. So you can enroll in a local class, join a local club or a topic that interests you. You know, if you can't find a club on your own, maybe even start one. Communities often have groups or projects that are open to the public. I know here in Alma, we have a downtown city group called Keep Alma Beautiful. And they have this great group of volunteers that work around our downtown areas for things like litter prevention, and then they also have these beautiful pots on every street corner that they maintain throughout the growing season, and they're just gorgeous. So that's something else you could do. Find something that interests you, and then find a community group or start a local club on that topic. Now, when it comes to remembering information better, you know, sometimes it's easy to remember phone numbers or names or, vocabulary, things like that. But the key to remembering anything that you read or something that's a little more difficult is visualization. If you can create images out of the words you're reading, if you can see something in your life or even draw something that makes and reflects those words that you're reading, that you're trying to learn, then it will be easier for your brain to recall that information later. Connect what you're reading to something in your life, something visual, or like I said, draw pictures that will connect what you're reading to what something visual that you can use as a visualization to remember that information. And like I mentioned earlier, repetition is key. Sometimes, especially when you're memorizing something, that I just read it over and over again when I'm trying to memorize something like a scripture verse or something like that. And then again, practice is the best brain health training method that you can do. It's got to be something that is continually, daily, always learning new things, teaching your brain that it's going to be stimulated again tomorrow. You know, get your brain ready and set up for success. Another great way to retain that information you learn is teaching others. When you have to teach others what you've learned, it helps you to force yourself to get organized with your information and to know what you're talking about so it makes sense to others, making life easier for you because you remember this essential stuff and the facts yourself as you teach others. And of course, if all else fails, there's little tricks like acronyms where you spell a word that is the first letter of this each word or each letter of the word spells something that you're trying to learn, or rhymes, you know, that kind of thing. If your brain works well with rhymes or rhythms, association, you know, stories, just little things, little tricks that can significantly help your memory retention because your brain will connect that information as you learn. know we've talked about reading books a lot here, and reading can really help you get the news, learn about what's happening in your world, help you learn new things. But not everyone likes to read books, and I understand that. And some people just don't have time to sit down and go through a book, but they might have time to listen to a book. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Audible is a great subscription service with hundreds of thousands of books available that you can listen to anywhere, anytime, on any device. And it's a great way to learn if you're interested in learning through reading books, you know, that you don't have to read, that you can listen to. I recommend you try Audible. In fact, I can offer you a 30-day free trial of Audible. And right now, they have a holiday special going on, and it is for 46% off of their monthly subscription, that is their premium plus subscription, for the next 4 months. So that's a huge savings. That's a great savings. I'll put a link to that where you can get your free 30-day trial and then that great discount of 46% off of 4 months for their premium plus subscription plan. I'll put that below so you can get a chance to look at that if you're more into listening to books rather than reading books. So again, if you want to stay sharp as you age, the most important thing is never to stop learning. Be a lifelong learner. Try to learn something new every single day. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Just take a little time to read or listen to a book or something fun or different, and your brain will thank you as you create those new pathways, those new connections in your brain, and keep it stimulated. With daily learning opportunities throughout your life, you can maintain good brain health well into old age with an active mind, and you will be able to choose joy.